For American Family News, I'm Chris Woodward. President Joe Biden is ending his re-election bid, becoming the first president in decades not to run for a full second term. Fox's Jared Halpern has more from Washington.
It has been the greatest honor of my life to serve as your president, President Biden wrote in a letter posted on social media, but says it is in the best interest of his party and the country to stand down and focus solely on fulfilling the duties as president for the remainder of his term. In a follow-up message, the president says he is offering his full support and endorsement for Vice President Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee.
Former President Donald Trump has responded to news of Joe Biden's exit from the race. Fox's Dana Marie McNichol has details from Mar-a-Lago.
He says crooked Joe Biden was not fit to run for president and is certainly not fit to serve, and he never was.
For more on this story, visit AFN.net. The chair of the House Oversight Committee says there are pointed questions he wants answered by the head of the Secret Service in the wake of the assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump. More from Fox's Grinnell Scott.
Kentucky GOP Congressman James Comer said on Fox News Sunday his committee will have many questions for Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle Monday, beyond what he says were denials of additional protection and curiosity about how the Secret Service spends a $3 billion budget.
Our question for the Director Cheadle is, are you competent to run the Secret Service? We want to know who's at fault for what happened.
Chairman Comer says Director Cheadle should expect about a six-hour hearing and questions on training, staffing, and logistics.
The city of Minneapolis is going to give its police officers raises that will make them among the highest paid in the region. AFN Steve Jordahl has this story.
The Minneapolis City Council approved a 22% raise over the next 3 years for the city's Thin Blue Line. Randy Sutton of the Wounded Blue says Minneapolis's blue line is thinner than most.
They have lost so many people that their ability to police is compromised. They're down almost a third of the officers they're supposed to have by charter.
The whole defund the police movement got its start in Minneapolis, where George Floyd was killed by police in 2020. Sutton says the department has borne the brunt of the woke left ever since.
Well, the Minneapolis Police Department, of course, is ground zero for the defund the police, dehumanize the police. The city council there and the mayor there really led the way on trying to dismantle their police department.
But he says reality is setting in and the city realizes it can't survive without a police force. Mayor Jacob Frey said, quote, "We're turning the corner, recognizing that we need good community-oriented policing in our city, recognizing that the concepts of both safety and change are not mutually exclusive." Sutton says the officers will take the raises, but they aren't buying the newfound respect.
That was political gobbledygook nonsense. The fact that they are so desperate that they have to open up the coffers and pay a little more money.
I'm Steve Jordahl.
The Food and Drug Administration has upgraded its recall of thousands of bags of rice sold in seven states. Fox's Roger Stern.
The FDA says the rice may be contaminated by what it calls a foreign object that appears to be of rodent origin. It involves more than 27,000 bags of Lundberg Family Farm Sustainable Wild Blend Gourmet Rice. The first recall was announced in May, but was recently upgraded to a Class 2 recall, meaning there may be temporary adverse health consequences from eating the rice.
And businesses, from airlines to hospitals, have been grappling with the faulty software update that caused technological havoc worldwide on Friday. The breadth of the outages highlighted the fragility of a digitized world dependent on a few providers for key computing services. Meanwhile, many customers of Microsoft and CrowdStrike are getting IT support to resolve the issues, but many small businesses whose Windows PCs may have received the problematic update are struggling. Find more news on AFN.net.